It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. When you think airports in the Charlotte region, you probably think Charlotte Douglas International. Well, it might surprise you to know that another local airport, Concord Regional, is the fifth busiest in the state. In 2012, the city of Concord produced this video promoting the airport as the fastest gateway to Charlotte for private and charter flights bringing people to the Democratic National Convention.
Concord Regional Airport lets you arrive in style while avoiding both the hassles of bigger airports and the shortcomings of smaller airfields.
Over the past couple of years, Concord Regional has been carving out a new niche in the Charlotte region's air travel business, as WFAE's Mark Rumsey reports.
As airports go, Concord Regional is still young at 21 years old. The city of Concord built it to encourage economic development and to help accommodate the Charlotte region's general aviation traffic. In the 1990s, the airport also emerged as a perfect partner for NASCAR teams as racing expanded coast to coast. Concord Regional became known as NASCAR's airport, the takeoff point for team-owned and charter jets taking crews to the weekly races. But it's not just NASCAR that makes the airport an economic engine for the area, says Deputy Concord City Manager Merle Hamilton.
We have a lot of local businesses who fly out of here, S&D Coffee, Electrolux, that are located here and they fly out of here.
This year, Concord Regional is expected to have more than 55,000 takeoffs and landings. That's roughly one-tenth the number of planes coming and going at Charlotte Douglas. But at Concord's airport, you might spot recognizable figures from Governor Pat McCrory to entertainer Kid Rock using the airport as a quick way in and out of the Charlotte area. And these days, you might also see a crowd of people wearing flip-flops walking across the tarmac to an awaiting jet with a Sunshine logo on its tail. 2 years ago, Allegiant Airlines began offering two flights per week between Concord and an airport in Sanford, Florida, near Orlando. Allegiant now has 9 weekly flights, including service to Fort Lauderdale and the Tampa Bay area. The flights offer a low-cost alternative for passengers like Stuart Gold.
It was a matter of fare. It's dramatically cheaper to fly Allegiant into Concord as opposed to flying into Charlotte Douglas.
Jane Edwards of Davidson likes the convenience of Concord's airport.
It's about 10 minutes from our house to get here. We can unload right at the door, and we don't have to walk so far as we do if we use Charlotte Douglas.
The Concord Airport is no Charlotte Douglas. Allegiant passengers currently check inside an old aircraft hangar. The surroundings brought this reaction from Orlando-bound passenger James Kudelis.
It's a little different. It reminds me of an 80s sitcom Wings back in the day. But, you know.
What?
Wings, the old sitcom. But, yeah, you know, once we figured out we could park on the grass and we got through, it was, like, super easy, so.
But the days of parking on the grass and that sitcom feel should soon disappear. Just down the tarmac, construction is underway on a new passenger terminal and a 600-space parking deck scheduled to open in July. Concord's aviation director, Rick Cloutier, says the expansion will help separate the airport's general aviation traffic and the newer commercial airline service.
It'll allow us to spread out a little bit more, have two gates instead of one that allow us to meet our demands we have now, and possibly have some controlled growth going forward in the future.
Cloutier says Allegiant Airlines has expressed interest in adding a few more destinations that could attract more travelers hungry for cheap fares and fun getaways. But Seth Kaplan with industry publication Airline Weekly says passengers on the discount carrier need to realize what they're signing up for.
You know, this is not an airline where if something goes wrong with your flight, there's going to be another flight an hour later. It's not an airline that's going to reaccommodate you on another airline. And so sometimes when things go wrong, it can be more inconvenient.
As in long delays for Allegiant passengers. Allegiant isn't required to report statistics on flight cancellations and delays, and it doesn't. And the airline has also faced questions about safety. More on that in a moment. As Concord Regional grows, airport managers have no grand visions for a huge airport. For one thing, they say there's no room to build a second runway. Besides, the city seems intent on keeping Concord Regional accessible, even for the airport's summertime Friday night visitors.
We have food trucks come out here on Fridays and people actually come out that aren't even going on the flight or have anything to do with the flight, watch the aircraft come and go. They'll sit in the grass, get something from the food truck. So we've kept that in place in our new construction.
With an attitude like that, maybe the words airport and hassle don't always go hand in hand. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Concord.